With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The plan the White House unveiled today to reduce carbon dioxide emissions nationwide is meeting with strong and broad criticism in Montana. That includes Governor Steve Bullock, a Democrat, who issued a statement today saying he's, quote, extremely disappointed in the White House's clean power plan because the White House, quote, moved the goalpost. What he means is that the White House's new plan calls for greater reductions in CO2 emissions than it did in its draft clean power plan last year. That plan had a target of cutting 21% of the state's carbon dioxide emissions. The new plan?
It could be anywhere between about a 32-33% to as high as 47%.
That's Tom Livers, head of Montana's Department of Environmental Quality. He says it's hard to say exactly how much the state will have to reduce its CO2 emissions under the new plan because it changes a number of variables.
It looks like they've changed the baseline from the draft rule. So in terms of the reduction that we're working from, that appears to have changed. In terms of what they're allowing in for renewable energy, it looks like they've pulled some of the previous out of there. This is all stuff we're trying to figure out. There are more changes than just the target itself.
The Montana AFL-CIO also says it's, quote, very concerned about the new clean energy rule. A press release says the labor union is, quote, worried about what this means for the hundreds of working families whose livelihoods depend on the coal industry, the communities that depend on those jobs, Montana's tax base, and the ratepayers that could be impacted by these changes. Even more critical of the new power plan is Montana Attorney General Tim Fox, a Republican. He blasted the draft plan when it came out last year and now says he and other attorneys general, many from Western states, are considering filing a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency.
They are promulgating rules that turn them from an environmental regulator, essentially using a very obscure portion of the Clean Air Act. Instead, they're trying to impose what we see as a national energy policy through rulemaking.
Also strongly critical of the Clean Power Plan was the chairman of Montana's Public Service Commission, which regulates power companies and utilities, and the Republican members of Montana's congressional delegation, Senator Steve Daines and Representative Ryan Zinke. But environmental and health groups praised the new plan. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center says it's reasonable to set tougher standards for carbon dioxide emissions here. And the Montana chapter of the American Lung Association said it will prevent 3,600 premature deaths by 2030.